Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezevic here with you on this Wednesday morning. Tennessee season comes to an end last night in the College World Series against LSU. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Wes Rucker from GoVols247. Wes, good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right. How y'all doing this morning?
We're awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So Tennessee, obviously, Wes, just couldn't get the bats going last night. They get shut out 5-0 against LSU, and their season comes to an end. What were your takeaways from the game last night? And I guess how disappointing is it that the lineup, when you needed it really the most, just couldn't come through last night for the Vols?
Yeah, it was a disappointing night, obviously. It wasn't the first time this postseason that they kind of started slowly and made some mistakes and kind of got themselves into a tough spot. It was just the first time they couldn't really get themselves out of it. You know, it just seemed like when you get to this stage of the season, you know, there's really no shame in losing. You'd just rather lose on your own terms. Kind of you'd rather get beat than beat yourself. And then Tennessee just kind of beat itself during that game. You know, LSU scored 5 runs. 4 of them, I would say, Tennessee directly gave to LSU, like, here you go, you know, happy birthday. And that's disappointing, certainly, for Tennessee. You know, there were so many good storylines the past couple months. They played, with few exceptions, they played really, really good baseball down the stretch to get themselves in that position. And then to have things kind of open up for them, you know, they had more pitching arms, good available arms than LSU did going into that game, at least on paper and by a long way. But then they get to the matchup, they can't hit lefties again. They have some defensive issues again. The bottom of the lineup becomes a liability again. Just a lot of old things that they thought they'd kind of covered up, re-exposed themselves a little bit and in a bad way.
So I'm looking at what Rucker, Legacy of 2023 Vols, No Simple Matter. Great column by Wes. It's posted 7 hours ago. Wes, getting up early for us, so we appreciate that. Well, how much sleep did you get there, buddy?
I don't know. Probably about three and a half hours, 4 hours, somewhere in that range.
Okay, well,
not what you would call ideal, but we're all right.
Because I was going to ask if you could stay for maybe like an hour and a half with us. You know, we could break down each inning. Would that be
football with you?
Let's go pitch by pitch.
Yeah. But it's a great column at GoVols247, and I agree with the idea. Like, basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you got a preseason number 2 team, didn't get to the Senate, didn't win at all. So you could look at that as a disappointment. I think it is a disappointing team in terms of what it was supposed to be and what it turned out to be. And yet, Wes, like you said, Tony Vitello, you know, love this team. Look at all that it did. And my question for you is, you know, just what this team did in the last few weeks in particular to, you know, to get the first win in Omaha since 2001 and to give this program 2 out of 3 years with the College World Series sandwiched around the best team in college baseball that, you know, didn't get there. But still, like, how different does this look for the program for this team to have done what it did, as opposed to had it just continued on the trajectory? You know, what would people be saying right now about Tennessee baseball?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's hard to kind of say what if, but to kind of get the win in Omaha again, to kind of do it the way they did it too. I mean, it's hard to go win a regional and a super regional on the road because you got to go eliminate good teams in their own yard, and that's a tough thing to do, really. And Tennessee overcame some deficits to do it. Tennessee had to really overcome deficits against really good pitchers. Tennessee did a lot of good things the past couple weeks and really had some kind of just special moments. You know, the stuff Zane Denton did in those couple games, certainly what Chase Burns did in a couple games, just the big hits and big spots that they had, the plays they made, overcoming the odds they did against really good pitchers. They did so many good things, but it gets back to, they were ranked, fairly or unfairly, number 2 going into the season, despite having to replace basically the entire offense. And that's why Tony Vitello consistently, and this didn't start like you know, recently he said at the time, hey, this is not the number two team in the country. He goes, I hope it gets there, but it's not the number two team in the country right now. And it turned out early in the season, Vitello was right. You know, they didn't look great, but they kind of kept playing. They never quit. They made themselves into a pretty good team. They covered up a lot of the holes. But at the end, there were just too many exposed nerves, as I guess is I think the way I wrote it, to avoid hurting yourself. At some point, one of these things, a few of these things put together, was going to be too much to go win a championship, and that kind of proved to be the case. So it was an erratic year, kind of a back and forth year, kind of a one of those deals, but they ended up making something out of it, just not a lot, just not as much as some people fairly or unfairly think they should have.
Wes Rucker with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So obviously, Wes, a couple of huge performances by Chase Burns over the last couple of weeks. In those performances, what did you learn about Chase Burns, or maybe what were you reminded of about Chase Burns as it relates to him, his future, and what that could mean for Tennessee as they move forward?
Yeah, you know, it showed that the kid's got some toughness to him. I mean, when you get moved out of the starting rotation into the bullpen and you're that kind of a talent, you know, you can go one of two ways, right? You can either kind of pout your way into that situation and it doesn't get better, or you can kind of fight your way through it. And he fought his way through it. And his stuff's so electric that getting down to the pen really kind of opened some things up for him. And then the last couple of appearances, he started throwing a couple more curveballs that turned into a devastating weapon, a changeup that turned into a really devastating weapon. And that, if he can throw those four pitches and throw them that effectively and maintain something like that velocity, he's right back into the starting rotation next season and in a big way. And then you get yourself in a situation where you can get taken in the first round, you can get called up to the bullpen very early in your professional career, and then still be developed into a starter in the long run, or at least have a chance to do that. You know, we saw that with Garrett Crochet, who got drafted a couple years ago, went almost directly to the majors like a month later or something in the bullpen. And then, you know, the Sox, if he can get healthy, might try to use him as a starter down the road. So, assuming everything works out, you never know with the transfer portal and NIL deals that could be out there. And you never assume, don't ever assume anyone's going to come right back to the team they were on last season, because college sports is a whole new thing these days. But assuming everything works out that way and he's back, yeah, I mean, he and Beam, you know, it's a really good way to start a pitching staff for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that would be probably as good a 1-2 punch as you would have. Like you said, you pencil them in, but I guess you don't know for sure. But speaking of the portal, how much work does Tony Vitello need to do there, Wes? Obviously, I mean, he did some good work last offseason, three key guys in the lineup, but now some serious losses there. That part of the team was, you know, not what they were hoping for overall, right? I guess in particular against lefties. You do have a class coming in. You got some young guys coming up here. But how much in your mind, like how many difference makers is he going to have to find in the portal to be able to be back here and have a chance to knock at the door again next year?
Yeah, Joe, they're certainly going to have to get a few pieces, right? I mean, they need some more right-handed bats for certain. You know, they might very well need to go get a shortstop again. You know, they got some young guys they can develop for sure. But, you know, they might have to go might have to go to the portal there. We'll see if Denton decides to come back for a final season of college baseball or not. That's going to be huge. There's always a couple arms. I know that big lefty from Xavier, who's a good player. Tennessee and LSU were kind of battling for him. LSU got him in the end. Tennessee wasn't able to host a regional or a super regional, which actually kind of hurt in terms of getting some guys on campus for portal visitors, because you can't really host them if you're not in town, you know what I mean? So they need to get some work done there the next couple weeks. They're going to add some guys to the portal. They're also going to lose some guys to the portal, because that's the nature of the business these days. But they've got really, they got really good classes coming in each of the next couple of years that they have worked for years to get, and they feel really, really good about. But they will need to supplement through the portal because it's just, I've never at any level of baseball seen a team that didn't have a single quality right-handed option off the bench as a hitter. And they didn't have one at all. So they need to get maybe a shortstop, a catcher, some right-handed bats, another couple arms. I mean, their shopping list for the portal, it's not, huge, but it's substantial.
Well, Wes, really appreciate you taking time to be with us. Go get you some sleep, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, guys, I always have to be on with you. Have a good day.
We'll call you at 8. Yeah, we'll call you in a little while.
I'll be right here. Don't worry.
Thanks, bud. Wes Rucker from Go Vols 24/7, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on the Vols. Their season comes to an end last night against LSU. They lose 5-0 in the College World Series. We'll get more into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.